G'day and welcome our wonderful viewers. Hey means hello in Finnish, a language spoken in the beautiful Scandinavian country of Finland, Europe.
Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the globe.
Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East and Northern Africa. Starting November 16th, Supreme Master Television will reach hundreds of millions additional households with 10 new channels worldwide. In Australia and New Zealand on Optus B3/D2, Africa on Intelsat 10KU and C-band, Asia on Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America on Galaxy 25, South America on Hispasat and Intelsat 907, and the Middle East and Northern Africa on Eurobird 2. In addition, we will continue to be available online worldwide at www.suprememastertv.com.
Today, November 5th, Dr. Ahangamage Tudor Ariyaratne was born in Sri Lanka in 1931. Dr. Ariyaratne founded the Sarvodaya Shramadana movement in 1958. Sarvodaya means everybody wakes up in Sanskrit. Through the guidance of Dr. Ariyaratne, Sarvodaya has worked tirelessly to improve the lives and rights of the less fortunate in society. Sarvodaya has built hospitals, schools, homes, taught self-reliance and meditation, and acted on behalf of the rights of women and children. In addition, Sarvodaya promotes religious tolerance and harmony. Thank you and heaven bless Dr. Ariyaratne for your compassionate work that has helped so many. We wish you a happy and peaceful birthday.
In just 11 days, Supreme Master Television will go global via satellites. Throughout the week, we will hear from dignitaries, celebrities and citizens around the world about this exciting event and their thoughts on the important role of positive media. Today, it is our pleasure to welcome Miss Margie Evans, founder and director of LA Music Week, to our studio in Los Angeles. Originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, Miss Margie Evans has been in Los Angeles since 1952 and performed as a singer with some of the top bands. In 1969, she toured with the Johnny Otis Show, after which she became known throughout the world.
Margie's message of God's love and peace resonates throughout her stirring albums. Her inspirational blues with a gospel influence has been heard all around the world. Beside her abundant musical talents, Miss Margie Evans is a blues historian. She is also a motivational speaker. This year is the 11th year of the Los Angeles Music Week, which Miss Evans founded to encourage the talents of local musicians and share all types of music with people so that they may enjoy the diversity. She has been highly lauded for this endeavor by government officials and residents alike.
With all of the positive information that will be coming out all over the world and all of this positive energy, we need these channels. Congratulations on your worldwide broadcast. Can you imagine what joy it's going to bring to all of the wonderful people that get a chance to view it? Congratulations on the animal channel that will be coming. With all of the positive information, Supreme Master Ching Hai, we love you and appreciate you. We are blessed so much just to have you. God raised you up to be a blessing to all of us. I'm Margie Evans, speaking on behalf of Los Angeles Music Week staff, committee, friends, and all. We are so grateful to you for I don't know if you would ever know what you have done for us. You gave us hope. You made us know that God loves us in spite of us. You also shared so much love that you individually taught me it's not the color of my skin, but it's the contents of my character, that I could surmount and survive anything. I thank you for all of your poetry, which has helped me. Everything that you have shared with all of us this day and forevermore, we are indeed grateful, and I thank God from the bottom of my heart for you, Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you, Miss Margie Evans, for your loving support. May God bless you and Los Angeles Music Week with abundant success in noble service of the public. Your music and promotion of cultural understanding have helped contribute to peace in the world, and we thank you kindly and sincerely. We look forward to broadcasting via Galaxy 25 in beautiful North America.
In today's news, U.S. Agency for International Development grants $30 million to overcome malaria. In education news, a school in Pakistan gives hope to children. In animal welfare news, a businessman from Formosa or Taiwan donates $6 million to help homeless animals. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Hannah Taylor, an advocate for the homeless since age 6. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Humanitarian aid from around the world pours into the Caribbean in the wake of Hurricane Noel. Governments and humanitarian organizations from around the world are responding with an outpouring of aid to countries affected by Hurricane Noel in the Caribbean. The Dominican Republic and Haiti have received over $500,000 from Canada and over $100,000 from Japan. The United Nations World Food Program airlifted 10 metric tons of food to storm victims soon after Noel passed over. The UN also sent experts on disaster management and aid coordination to the Dominican Republic in order to facilitate the recovery. Thank you and God bless Canada, Japan, the United Nations, and all organizations and countries who are helping the people of the Caribbean get back on their feet after Hurricane Noel. May heaven bless them with a swift return to normal life. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
In news, Canada, Ireland, and New Zealand donate $11.7 million to support UN-coordinated reforms in OLAC or Vietnam. UN resident coordinator in OLAC, John Hendricks, stated, "This is an outstanding show of support for the One UN initiative in Vietnam. The One Plan Fund provides more flexible, responsive, and effective United Nations assistance for the people of OLAC. Thank you and God bless Canada, Ireland, and New Zealand for your continued commitment to foster economic growth and sustainable development in OLAC. May heaven bless OLAC with abundance and prosperity."
Fly-in news. Astronauts repair space station solar panel. On Sunday, astronauts aboard the International Space Station were successful in repairing a vital solar panel. To make the repairs, astronaut Scott Peresinski took a landmark spacewalk, which went farther from the station than any other astronaut had been. Shouts of joy and encouragement came from all the crew members. After the panel was restored, NASA flight controller said to the crew, "This one will go down as one of our biggest successes in spacewalking history. Words cannot express how proud you made everyone." Congratulations, astronauts! We echo the words of Commander Peggy Whitson. Excellent work, guys. Excellent. May God bless and protect you all during the remainder of your mission in space.
Fly-in news. Science and technology development gets a boost in Africa. The European Union announced last week a grant of 9.1 billion euros for Africa's information and communication technology, or ICT, development through the formation of the Euro-Africa ICT Strategic Partnership. With its initial work taking place over a three-year period, the partnership is designed to bring support and the means for greater cooperation between the European Union and sub-Saharan Africa in the fields of science and technology. Thank you and God bless the European Union for this meaningful contribution to development in Africa. May your work together be blessed with the fruits of success and bring benefit to many.
Fly-in news. Sculpture exhibitions raise funds to clear landmines and support disabled. In an effort to bring attention to the issue of unexploded ordnance in former battlefields, Canadian artist Blake Ward has created a series of life-sized bronze sculptures of landmine victims. An exhibition of the sculptures, called Fragments, is showing at the London's Royal Opera Arcade. It will be on exhibit until November 17th. Proceeds from the sale of Mr. Ward's sculptures will help clear landmines in Angola, Cambodia, Olac or Vietnam, and other former war zones. The funds will also be used to support landmine survivors. Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Ward, for your dignified portrayal of landmine victims and helping to clear the mines and heal the people. We wish your exhibition the greatest success.
Fly-in news. Prince Harry meets with orphans at Lesotho Charity. Prince Harry of Great Britain visited with children being cared for by a charity he began approximately 1 year ago in memory of his late mother, Princess Diana. He was accompanied in his meetings with the children by the project's co-leader, Prince Siiso of Lesotho. This is the fifth time the prince has traveled to the mountainous kingdom of Lesotho to visit the charity, whose name means forget-me-not in the local language. Thank you, Your Royal Highnesses, Prince Harry and Prince Siiso, for your loving care of the Lesotho children. May God bless all the young people of the kingdom with abundant comfort, love, and joy.
Fly-in news. Diamond experts meet in Belgium to address human rights issues in the international diamond trade. From the 5th to the 8th of November, hundreds of international experts from 70 countries are meeting to work towards the elimination of conflict diamonds. They will review the monitoring process of the international diamond trade and strengthen transparency of diamond trading in Africa. The European Union is home to the world's largest diamond trading center, with more than 80% of the world's raw diamonds passing through Belgium. Thank you and God bless the European Union for striving toward a free and fair diamond industry. May the meeting bring successful, positive results and lead to peace in Africa.
Fly-in news. Smoke-free England, a success. 3 months after England enacted a wide-ranging ban on smoking, surveys indicate the public is satisfied with the results and the ban is largely self-enforced. A government-sponsored poll showed that people were most pleased by having cleaner-smelling hair and clothes after visiting a pub or a club. They also indicated the atmosphere in pubs and clubs had improved and air was fresher. Even businesses supported the move, with 78% saying the law was a good idea. Congratulations, England, on the successful implementation of your smoking ban. May heaven bless other countries to follow your healthy example.
Fly-in news. OLAC OLAC or Vietnam donates to environmental project in Laos. The OLACSIS or Vietnamese Ministry of Natural Resources and the Environment has donated $4.7 million to support various environmental projects in Laos. The two countries share a border along the Trường Sơn mountain range and have closely collaborated on protecting wildlife and biodiversity in the past. Thank you and heaven bless OLAC for your generous heart. May heaven's grace bring fruitful results in your efforts to preserve our beautiful planet.
In Supreme Master Chinghai International Association news from the Philippines. Moved by the situation of retiring bishops of the Roman Catholic Church in the Philippines, Supreme Master Chinghai contributed $135,000 in total to build a clergy retirement home. In this beautiful new home, the retiring bishops will be able to spend their days in peace and receive the medical care that they may require. Recently, our association members visited the bishops to convey Supreme Master Qinghai's warmest regards, along with her most recent books, The Birds in My Life, The Dogs in My Life, and other gifts. Archbishop Diosdado Atalamayan of Tuguegarao sent a letter to Supreme Master Qinghai. Following are some excerpts from the touching letter by the Archbishop.
In spite of my very hectic schedule, I have managed to read The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life. I have learned to be a lover of all living creatures, but what we truly in common is our love for dogs and birds. As far as I remember, I have considered dog as man's best friend. When I start to study the sacred scriptures, the love of the bird is biblically based on Genesis, let the bird fly above the earth, under the ceiling of the sky, and God created every winged bird. I cannot describe the soothing feeling I had after reading the book, The Birds in My Life. I read it and reread it. Each time I read it, I gather beautiful insights, especially on the great gift of life. As her lovely children birds say, so must we all say, we all came from the same place, that is love, blessing and grace. Again, we wish to reiterate to you our gratitude on behalf of the old retired and sick bishops and priests. Our sincerest gratitude for the total amount of $135,000 donation for the completion of the clergy retirement home. Rest assured, we will finish the retirement home as soon as possible, so that our elderly and sick bishops and priests will have a place to stay. Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, carry on your work, your crusade, your mission in life. Very truly yours, Diosdado Atalamayan, D.D.
Thank you, Archbishop Atalamayan, for your heartfelt letter. May heaven bless the clergy to soon enjoy your retirement home, knowing that your great service to God's children has been greatly appreciated.
In world news, the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, has announced the recipients of their first malaria communities program grants. The grants will be allocated to five existing humanitarian groups. The Malaria Communities Program is a $30 million fund created under US President George W. Bush's Presidential Malaria Initiative to help communities in 15 affected countries throughout Africa. Thank you and God bless President Bush, the US Agency for International Development, and those who are working to improve the health of many across the globe. May heaven bless all people with healthy, joyful lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, a school in Pakistan teaches kindness. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back, so stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
with the news. Positive news for a better world. I'm Skippy the Rabbit. When you go on vacation, there is a great website that you can use to select your hotels. Best thing is that they are all environmentally friendly hotels and work to protect our beautiful planet. If you'd like to know more information, you can log on to www.environmentallyfriendlyhotels.com to find out about green hotels. Thank you for tuning in, and now for the weather around the world.
Education news. A school in Pakistan makes children very happy. Rauhel Amal is a school that's been in existence for 10 years in the Pakistani city of Rawalpindi. The students are very happy with what they are learning at school. Kasim, one of the students, said, "Our school teaches us to be kind and considerate to others." The positive change in the children's behavior has also been noticed by the local community. The school was started by Ms. Zara Fasahat to help children with disadvantaged homes get an education. The school now has 200 students. Thank you and heaven bless Ms. Fasahat for your golden heart, which translates into positive action. May God bless all children with love and education.
In animal welfare news, a businessman donates $6 million to help homeless animals in Formosa or Taiwan. The Stray Animal Relief Fund from National Taiwan University has received a pledge of 200 million NT dollars, which is equivalent to $6 million over 3 years from Mr. Terry Gua, Hon Hai Group Chairman. The NTU program goes by the motto, Care for Life, Love and Protect Animals. Homeless animals will receive improved medical care. Many thanks and God bless Mr. Terry Gua for your compassionate and generous gift towards our sweet animal friends. May heaven bless all animals to have happy and fulfilling lives. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership, featuring enlightened leadership around the globe. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment about Hannah Taylor, a compassionate young girl who at age 6 began to raise funds to help homeless people. Let's take a few moments to appreciate a melodious symphony. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Kenna Taylor has raised over $1 million to help the homeless. This is all the more remarkable because she is only 11 years old. This compassionate young girl from Winnipeg, Canada, first became moved by the situation of homeless people when she was 5 years old. For the next year, she kept asking her family about homelessness, attempting to understand it. When her mother saw how concerned she was, she advised her daughter to take some positive action. The very next day, Hannah, with her first grade teacher's permission, communicated to her class what she knew about people who don't have homes. In addition, she wanted to talk about how her class could help. The class was so inspired by Hannah that they decided to raise money for a community homeless shelter by having an art sale, bake sale, and clothing donation.
When Hannah was 6, she established the Ladybug Foundation. She chose the ladybug as her symbol, as they are thought to bring good luck. Hannah wanted this good fortune to come to the aid of the homeless. In Canada, 1 month a year, there is a project called Make Change Month. People are invited to donate their spare change to charities. Hannah joined in and made ladybug jars painted to look like ladybugs. Thus, the Ladybug Foundation began to collect funds, which were given to organizations that help the homeless.
Now, a few days a month, Hannah Taylor travels to different cities in Canada, talking about her mission and raising funds. She is also an artist who will sell or auction her artwork to help the homeless. She has even sold one of her pictures of a ladybug for $10,000. In Winnipeg, a shelter for the homeless is named after her. Hannah's Place Emergency Shelter, inaugurated on May 1st, 2007, has 65 beds, and in the future will expand to 105 beds. The aim of this shelter is to respect the dignity of each person, which is very much Hannah's wish. Hannah was the recipient of the 2007 Brick Award, which is awarded to people under the age of 25 who have made a significant contribution to the lives of others.
Thank you, Hannah, for your compassionate heart. You believed that you could contribute to the betterment of this world, and so you have. You are indeed a bearer of good fortune. May God bless you always to be healthy and happy, sharing your love and luminosity with the world. May heaven bless all to have homes full of comfort and love.
Please join us for a good laugh with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Today's joke is entitled, Bring in the Customer.
There's a lawyer, brand new. And he opened also a brand new office, very dignified and very impressive. With the man who opened the door, with the person who filed in, with the secretary and undersecretary, and undersecretary, etc. But he sat there all day and nobody come and ask him how he is. And suddenly there come one person after many days. So he was so happy. But he told his people that let him sit in the dining room first. So he tried very hard to impress this guy, you know. So he said, just let him sit here until I tell you to bring him in, all right? And then so the guest sat down in the sofa and waited. So here the lawyer inside picked up the telephone, tried to dial a few numbers, and then talked to the man, supposed to be a man, on the other line, and said, hello, oh, you are the bank manager? Do you know, the issue was very serious, you know that? Actually, I've done my best, otherwise you could be in trouble, but now everything's okay. I fixed it, and you have nothing to worry about. I'll see you tomorrow, all right? But I'll give you half an hour after lunch. If you come late, I don't think I have time for you. So, and then after that, he said, all right, goodbye. And he put his telephone down, very big, you know. Just while he was talking, he also tried to open his door, and he talked very loud so that the man outside also hear that he's busy talking, and he hang the telephone bigger than the elephant jump from the roof so that the man also understand, you know. Now I say, all right, George, bring our customer in. So brought the customer in, and then the lawyer said, Hello, nice to meet you. What can I do for you? And the customer said, well, nothing really. I just come to fix your telephone quickly so that you can use it.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
This letter was sent by Dr. Hosni Pasha from Egypt.
I have seen your wonderful Supreme Master Television channel by chance, and I had gotten the luck and opportunity to see Supreme Master Qinghai. As I am a yoga practitioner, I feel her high, brightened spirit, which energizes everyone who is in contact with her by her love and light. I am an Egyptian Muslim doctor living in Cairo. My native language is Arabic. Thank you, and please accept my regards, respect, and appreciation for your kind help. Sincerely, Hosni.
Dear Dr. Pasha, we are very happy to know that you enjoyed our positive program and that you had an opportunity to see Supreme Master Qinghai and feel benefited from her love and light. May the great Allah guide you always on your spiritual practice. We thank you for your kind heartline and greetings from the Holy Land of Egypt.
Do you have a heartline today? It's been a pleasure to share these news stories with you. As always, we would love to hear about the positive and uplifting events that are happening in your area of the world. So please share them with us along with any comments to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
Nakimin, that is farewell and finish. Have a joyful and blessed day.